greetings from just off Orwell Lane. The town of Old Mill is in desperate sorts, and their last hope is a special broadcast pleading for the assistance of none other than the Shadow himself. All other agencies have failed to resolve the pox that belies their small community, and upon arriving at the rural locale, Lamont and Margot find things much worse than described. Birds of a feather flock together, and where crows are considered, that is nothing short than a murder. Starring Bill Johnstone and Marjorie Anderson, from a script written by the noble Brian J. Byrne, from October 15th, 1939, Village of Doom.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.
The Shadow, mysterious character who furthers the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. The Shadow uses his hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so that they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the unseen voice of the Shadow belongs. Today's story, The Village of Doom.
Well, Margot, here we are. How do you like it?
Oh, it's glorious, Lamont. What an ideal place for a picnic.
I thought you'd approve of it. Well, now, let's unpack the lunch, eh?
Oh, now, wait a minute. That's my job. You just sit there and enjoy the scenery.
All right.
Oh, this is fun. How did you ever find this spot, Lamont?
Oh, I've been holding out on you. I used to come here when I was a little boy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think the last white man to set foot here was one of the Spanish conquerors.
Well, it's certainly remote. And so peaceful and quiet.
Mm-hmm. That's why I picked it. No one ever comes here.
Is that a promise? Here, go away. Get away from that chicken.
Hey, scram there, scram.
Oh, Lamont, he's got the chicken.
Now, I'll fix that right now.
Look out, Lamont, you're going to fall.
Shall I chase him?
Well, not that I don't think you couldn't catch him. I wouldn't bother.
Okay.
I thought no one ever came near here.
Well, I wasn't counting dogs.
That's a nice start. Well, we'll just have to struggle along in the salad and sandwiches. Here, will you open these olives?
Why, certainly. Let's see. Directions say just twist the new improved easy open top.
Mm-hmm.
Easy open top.
Trouble?
No. Imagine how tough this would be if it weren't for the new improved easy open top.
Oh, still it is here, Lamont.
Hey, did a dog run through here?
Yes, he just...
Oh, thanks.
Look out for that salad bowl.
Sorry.
Well, we now have salad garnished with footprints.
Oh, Margot, that's a shame.
Who was he, the son of the Spanish conqueror?
Now, look, all I know is that it used to be very quiet here when I was a boy.
Well, that certainly dates you. Did you get the top off the olives?
Not yet. Just twist the top. What are you laughing at?
Lamont Cranston, noted criminologist, solver of mysteries, and he can't get the top off a bottle of olives.
Well, for your information, young lady, this is the toughest case I've ever had.
Oh, let them go. Just relax and enjoy the serenity of nature.
Hey, did a boy go through here looking for a dog?
Yes, right that way.
Thanks.
Wait a minute, come back.
What for?
You forgot to step in the salad.
Oh, well, I ain't got time.
Well, you know the quiet little spots, all right.
I'm sorry, Margot.
Oh, come on, I was only kidding. Here, turn on the portable radio. We'll have music with our picnic. There's still sandwiches.
All right, well, let's see now. See what we've got here.
Ham?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's cheese.
There. That ought to scare off the next boy who's looking for a boy who's looking for a dog. Oh, don't look so glum, Lamont. I didn't mind the interruptions.
Oh, I'm not worried about the interruptions.
Well, then what is it, darling?
These olives.
We interrupt our dance music at this time.
Well, here have
a special broadcast by the safety committee of the town of Old Mill. Go ahead, sir.
Mm.
My message may sound unusual to those who are listening. I'm speaking for the citizens of Old Mill, in a direct appeal to the man who calls himself the Shadow.
Lamont, did you hear
We're aware of your splendid work in the interest of law and order, and we take this means of trying to contact you.
What can it be?
Let's listen.
A strange and unexplainable force is slowly but surely wiping out our entire population. All other agencies have failed to cope with this terrible situation. Unless we get aid at once, our village and our people are doomed. Please, Shadow, help us.
Turn it off, Margot.
I make this...
You know anything about Old Mill?
Well, I've driven through there. It's a quaint little place. About a two-hour drive, I should think.
Come on, let's get along.
What are you going to do?
I don't know exactly, Margot, but perhaps I can at least demonstrate to the safety committee of Old Mill the old truism it pays to advertise.
Pull over there.
Yeah, you want the whole road?
Yeah, come on, step on it, step on it.
Oh, it's slow driving, Lamont. Where do you suppose all these people are coming from?
I don't know. Cars are loaded with bits of furniture and personal belongings. It's possible they're fleeing Old Mill.
They're certainly in a panic.
Look out, Margot. That car's stuck right in the middle of the road. Stop alongside of it.
All right.
Pardon me, sir. Could you tell me how far it is to Old Mill?
Old Mill? Did you say Old Mill?
Yes, we're near it, aren't we?
Too near it, mister.
What seems to be the trouble there?
Who knows? All we know is that people die. Everybody in Old Mill has lost someone. Took my wife, it did.
You mean she was killed?
Maybe. Maybe she just died. Nobody can tell how it happens. But every night it's somebody. Those that have sense have gotten out. There's hardly anybody left.
They're all gone?
All but a few fools that think they can fight it out. But they'll die too, mark my words.
There's a car coming, Margot. Let's go.
Okay.
I've warned you, mister. Go back. Go back. You're driving to your doom.
Lamont, I have a sneaking suspicion your deductive powers are in for a few hot licks, swingingly speaking.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised, Margot. And in the same vein, may I remind you that this little symphony will be conducted by the Shadow?
We can't spend the rest of our lives bottled up here in Town Hall.
We've got to stick it out. I know most of you men want to leave Old Mill. I don't blame you. But we just can't turn our village over to this thing.
We've tried everything we could think of, and still our people die. Why... We ain't got enough men left to man the Old Mill power plant. Look at us, sitting here in candlelight, waiting. For what?
I'm telling you, we've got to stay and lick this thing.
But how, Harley, how?
You've tried to reach this here Shadow and he hasn't showed up.
I don't think the Shadow can do anything about this.
Perhaps, but at least I can try.
Say, somebody's in the back of the hall.
Yeah. I don't see anybody. Who's back there?
The one you've been seeking, gentlemen. I am the Shadow.
The Shadow?
He's come.
He's here. What did I tell you? Shadow, I knew you'd come.
I hope I can help you. Tell me what it's all about.
I don't know if there's so much to tell, Shadow. The story's been the same every night for months. Not a night passes that somebody in the village doesn't die.
What causes the deaths?
We don't know, Shadow. We haven't found a single mark on any of the bodies. If it was murder, there'd be some...
Get out! Get out, all of you!
Raleigh Gordon, what's the matter, Raleigh?
It's come again. It struck once more. Now get out while you can.
Stop it, Raleigh.
All right.
Now, tell us calmly. Who is it this time?
It's my curse to have to tell it. The name kind of freezes on my tongue.
But you've got to tell us. It's kin to one of us here. We've got to know.
Come on, Raleigh. Out with it.
Harley.
Yes?
God help you, man. God help you.
What? One of mine.
Your little boy.
No.
A baby.
It can't be.
An innocent baby. Are you sure, Raleigh? Sure he's dead?
I wish it was just a dream of mine, but it just left your missus, Harley, sitting glass-eyed, little tyke in her arms.
My son. My little boy.
I'm not waiting any longer. I'm getting out of Old Mill.
Me too.
That's enough for
me.
I'm
getting out. Run for your lives, men. Run for your lives. Let's get out of here.
I'm sorry, Harley. Very sorry.
Oh, Shadow. You came too late.
I'm afraid so, Harley.
He was all we had. Why did it have to be him?
Harley, go home now. Your wife will need you.
Yes. Poor Sally. She'll need me. I'll need her.
Margot, step on it. Follow that car.
What's the matter, Lamont? I've never seen you so excited.
The son of that poor man ahead has just been killed. The Shadow's after a baby killer.
Oh, Harley. She's been like that ever since it happened. We can't get the baby out of her arms. She just sits and rocks back and forth and back and forth.
Sally, darling, you know who's talking to you, don't you?
No. Sure, I know.
Give me the baby, Sally.
No. Nobody can take him away from me. Nobody. They're all trying to tell me he's dead. He's not. I know.
Yes, Sally. Our baby's dead. We've got to be brave.
No. You're wrong. You're all wrong. Death is horrible. Death is ugly. And look at my baby. He's beautiful. He'll stir in a while. His eyes will open. He'll wake up and cry for his bottle.
Sally. Oh,
don't give way, Harley, don't.
Oh, will you all go now, please? You'll frighten my baby when he wakes up. He's afraid of people. Somebody frightened him once. Poor little fella. And he never got over that.
Sally, don't. Please don't.
Harley, let me speak to your wife.
Lord help us, where is that voice coming from?
Mrs. Prentice, listen to me.
Who is that? A voice called to me.
It's a friend, dear. One who has come to help us.
But I don't see him.
No, you can't see me, Sally. But I'm close to you. As close as the spirit of that little baby will always be.
His spirit? Are you telling me my baby's gone, too?
No, he's not gone. He's closer to you than he was in life. He'll always be near you.
Yes, always near me.
Now, Sally, give up the child.
Here, I'll take him.
Give up the child.
There. That's a good girl. I'll put the little darling down in the divan.
Give up my baby. I did, didn't I? I gave up my baby to the voice. I'll never get him back again. He's gone.
Sally.
He's gone. My baby's gone. My baby's dead!
Sally!
Dead.
Sally, come back! Sally!
Give me the child. I want to examine the little fellow.
They all examine our dead. What good is it? Nobody knows anything. Death will come just the same.
Perhaps, but... Here. What's this?
What is it?
As all the others. Cleverly, fiendishly, this infant has been murdered.
Deserted the town. We're all alone now.
I know.
Let's look about. I want to think this thing out.
You've definitely decided it's murder, Lamont?
Definitely. If I'd been a moment late in getting to the Prentice home, the one little telltale bit of evidence would have disappeared.
Oh, ghastly.
I found it just under the child's chin. The most minute little break in the skin. Even as I looked at it, the skin drew together and the tiny break was gone.
No wonder the authorities could find no mark of violence. I suppose all the deaths have been brought about in the same manner.
Exactly. The poison killed and immediately eliminated all traces of itself. Clever device, eh?
I hate to have the inventor for a playmate. What sort of a poison is it, Lamont?
I think it's a concoction developed by a small tribe in the Congo. Saducella, they call it. They make it from herbs found only in that locality.
And you say it leaves no trace?
None whatever. It passes quickly through the blood. When the blood... Body temperature drops the least bit. The drug oxidizes and disappears, so even a doctor couldn't trace the source. I've never heard of it outside the Congo.
How ever did it find its way to this little hamlet?
That's what puzzles me, Margot. If we knew that, The rest would be simple.
Oh, Lamont.
You fretting, Margot?
Well, I'm not entirely at ease. An empty village can certainly be a ghost-like place.
Yes. Look, see how quickly people left. Most of them didn't even wait long enough to close their doors.
Village deserted.
Margot.
Yes, Lamont?
I'm going to ask you to do something that's going to take quite a bit of courage.
Well, Lamont, right now I'm kind of short on courage.
Would you be afraid to spend the night here?
Offhand, I could think of things I'd rather do, but if you think it's necessary, I'll stay.
Margot, I can't leave here until I avenge the death of that little child.
Then of course I'll stay.
Good. We won't be short of living quarters. You can make your own selection. There are plenty of empty homes. Margot, listen.
What is it, Lamont?
I hear footsteps.
Footsteps?
Look, Margot. Coming this way.
An old woman.
Step back in the shadow of the porch until she passes. All right, Margot. She's gone.
Well, I wonder who she is.
Rather a courageous soul, braving this thing alone. Let's follow and see where she goes. Yeah, she lives in there, all right. She's lit the candles.
Awful old shack. But it's certainly on a beautiful sight.
This hill commands a view of the whole village. Oh, wait, Margot. There's a name on this rural mailbox.
Oh, yes. C-A-R-S-T. Carstairs.
Let's go, Margot. I'd like to have a talk with the old lady.
Well, how can we explain why we're here?
Let me do the talking.
Treasure's all yours.
Yes, but I don't fancy the old girl.
Well, what do you want?
Pardon us, but you see, we had trouble with our car. We thought you might have a telephone we could use.
Got no use for them.
Come on.
It's all right, Margot.
Heavens, what's that?
Gave you a good scare, didn't it? Oh, he takes good care of me, don't you, Arcus?
Arcus, good boy. Good boy, Arcus.
Yes, Arcus, good boy.
Why, it talks.
It's a jackdaw, Margot. Member of the Crow family. Quite a bird you've got there, Mrs. Carstairs.
What? How'd you know my name?
Why, we saw it on your mailbox.
You're a sharp one, ain't you? What you doing here in Old Mill?
Well, we've taken a house down on Main Street.
Are you mad? You know what you're doing? Ain't you heard what's happened to people who's lived here?
We've heard all about it. Made it easier to get a house, as a matter of fact. You know, it's my idea that plague, or whatever it was, is all over now.
Pretty sure of yourself, ain't you?
Well, don't you think so? You're staying here.
I'm an old woman. Besides, I ain't afraid of death.
Death.
Shut up, Arcus.
Arcus, good boy. Light.
Shut up, I said, Arcus.
Well, look at that. He keeps looking down toward the village. Is he afraid, too?
It's stalking the town again. He knows. Arcus knows. Somebody's going to die. Tonight.
There. I guess you'll be comfortable in this house, Margot.
Thank you, Lamont. What are you going to do?
I'm going downstairs. Sit on the porch and watch for developments. You go to sleep and don't worry.
I just can't get that old woman out of my mind. Horrible-looking creature, wasn't she?
You know, Margot, there was something familiar about that face. I'm sure I've seen it somewhere before. But I just can't place it. Well, Margot, I'll go on downstairs. And don't forget to put out the candle.
No, I won't. Good night, Lamont.
Good night, Mother.
Oh, I'm tired. Who's that? Lamont. 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 Lamont, it's come. I've seen it. Lamont, don't you hear me? Lamont! Lamont!
No, Parker's bad boy. You didn't do as I told you. She's still alive. Yes, I can hear her yelling down there.
Light, light, death.
You didn't wait long enough after the light went out. You go back again.
All right, light.
That's right. You go where the light is. This time, complete the job. But wait till the light goes out. Then do just what I've taught you to do.
Honest, good boy, good boy.
That's right. You be a good boy. Here, I better file your beak down a little sharper. Keep still. There. That's better. One peck, and it's done.
All right.
Don't be in such a hurry. Here, dip your beak in the poison, then off with you. That's it. We'll teach those two fools. You mustn't fail this time, Marcus. Marcus, did you hear that, too? What you looking in the corner for? See something, do you?
Yes, Marcus sees something. He sees me.
You? I don't see you. Who are you?
I am the Shadow.
The Shadow? Well, now, ain't that interesting? You're the great invisible crime expert.
You've heard of me, I see.
Oh, indeed I have. And who hasn't? But what could you want with a poor old woman like me?
You know full well what I want with you.
Oh, have you come to ask me to help you solve the mystery of Old Mill? Is that it?
The mystery of Old Mill is already solved. I know the identity of the fiendish murderer.
You don't say. Well, now, ain't that fine? Who might it be?
It's a man. By the name of Matthew Carstairs.
Huh?
That sent your hand to your head, didn't it? You might as well take off the wig, Matthew Carstairs. It'll serve you no longer.
Oh, you're only guessing. You don't know. You're trying to trick me.
I knew your face was familiar the moment I saw it. I finally recalled you had a case in court many years ago. You claimed that the entire town of Old Mill rightfully belonged to you.
All right, Shadow. So long as you know just so much, you must know, too, that the title of the land never passed from my ancestors. It's mine, mine.
The court denied your claim.
The court robbed me.
You swore that someday Old Mill would be yours. That was a long time ago. The obsession drove you to this campaign of murder. You hope to make good your threat to the court.
And I will. I'll have Old Mill to myself, and you can't stop me. I have a feudal claim to the land, but a claim just the same.
The state executioner has a claim on you, Carstairs.
Hey, I've got a gun, and I'll use it if you come near me.
You can't see me, Carstairs. Have you forgotten that?
No, but the jackdaw can. His eyes follow every move you make.
Put that gun away.
I'll put you away first.
You're terrifying the bird.
No, Arcus, go away.
Right. Oh, death.
Look out, Carstairs.
No.
The bird.
Stop me, Arcus, stop me. Don't. Oh.
It was the flame from the gun. The bird has carried out your orders, Carstairs. He struck where there was light.
Arcus, good boy. Good boy.
Yes, Arcus. I guess you are a good boy. We nearly had Old Mill.
Good boy. Death.
Well, Margot? The jackdaw's been destroyed. Carstairs is dead. And the village of Old Mill lives again.
Lamont, how did you ever happen to suspect Carstairs?
Well, it was a series of fortunate circumstances. First, the face was familiar. But more important than that, I noticed several trophies in his shack that unmistakably came from the Congo. The presence of the strange poison was easily understandable then.
Oh, I'm proud of you, Lamont.
You shouldn't be.
Why not?
I still can't open this bottle of olives.
Oh, have you been carrying them around with you all this time?
Mm-hmm. And take them, with my compliments. Here.
Give up?
Mm-hmm.
What are you supposed to do? Twist the top like this?
Yes, but it's impossible to... Margot, you open it.
Mm-hmm. Lamont, will you have an olive?
Today's program is based on a story copyrighted by The Shadow Magazine.
All the characters and all the places named are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. The Shadow magazine is on sale at your local newsstand.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Shadow Radio Show. In this particular episode, a jackdaw was of note within the context of the story. To save you the time of any possible Googling, it is simply a Eurasian bird, Corvus mandula, to be specific, both related to and resembling a crow, being of black plumage with a gray neck and belly. Be seeing you, Shadow fans.